grateful for Richard. You know, brother, and I know my way around the computer, but when it comes to the technical side, we call Richard. We have a few closing comments that we would like to make before we are dismissed. If you are not aware, the Kettle Moraine Bible Church tomorrow morning is going to be hosting a couple of special meetings beginning at 9:15 in the morning. Pastor John Fredrickson, that you heard earlier, will be the guest speaker there. And if you need more information, you'll want to see Pastor Kevin back in the back there, and he can fill you in about all the times and the particulars of the service. I thought it was very, very gracious of the board of directors to give the staff off Monday. But with that in mind, staff, I'll expect to see you all the earlier on Tuesday. Said like a real boss, huh? Well, we thank you for coming. And if there's one or perhaps more among us who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, we beg you before God this day to come to the foot of the cross where the blood was shed for you, that you might be saved by the grace of God. And you need to ask yourself this question: if I were to die today, would I spend eternity with Christ in heaven? And there is only one correct answer when we talk about the terms of salvation. Now, I didn't ask you if you went to church every Sunday. I didn't ask you if you've been water baptized. I didn't ask you if you've done many good works. Rather, I asked you if you are saved by the grace of God. And the correct answer to that is if you have believed that Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose again the third day. If you'll trust Christ at this very moment, you will be wonderfully saved by the grace of God and receive the free gift of eternal life. And there are many in this room who would be happy to speak to you after the service. Thanks again so much for coming, brethren. We've had a good time in the Lord, haven't we? And if there's anything we can do for you at the Berean Bible Society, that's why we're there. We trust you'll contact us. At this time, I'm going to have Pastor Jim Toller come. Jim was one of our business managers years ago, but then he went to the mission field through things to come, and we lost him. And that's when Colleen came on after Jim departed. He's back from the field now with his dear wife, Missy, and they're pastoring the Forest Park Bible Church down in Mobile, Alabama. And Jim is the newest board member and takes a good stand for the message of grace. Let's all stand, brethren. And Jim will dismiss us in prayer.
Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we're so thankful that we could gather today in this celebration for the 75 years of Berean Bible Society, Lord, and just the impact that it's had and the impact it's having, Lord. And as we look to the future, as we reach out to the lost and we help men see the fellowship of the mystery, Lord, and just help us to be bold in proclaiming this message of truth, Lord. And we're so thankful for how it changes lives and gives us a clearer understanding of your program, Lord. And Lord, we just pray that we would all be bold, faithful ambassadors for this wonderful message of grace. And it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.